5.0 EDE 0116112025105 audio. To be perfectly clear, I'm not yet commenting on the roles these tubes might play in the SSV other than heating. Here, I'm continuing my analysis of the operation of this crucial component. Let's talk about size. Large tubes imply a greater transformation or manipulation of energy than smaller units. In a research context, this leads me to a question that, once again, deserves an answer. Would it be possible to manufacture tubes with the same dimensions as some transistors? Can this elongated shape of the glass envelope be flattened? For the moment, I'll assume it's possible. Mind you, I'm not trying to be right. That being said, for certain applications, and related dimensions, could a tube circuit be more reliable than a solid-state circuit? Here, I'm thinking about capacitive effects, arcing and breakdown, parasitic memory in components, etc. How might a microtube circuit behave following a cold reset, power interruption? This last comment sums up my concerns about electronics as a whole. I'm addressing NASA directly by writing this. And no, it's not a job application. I simply work in a research setting, and I believe my writings can improve the safety of men and women in space. I know you know that. Even without direct experimentation at the moment, I believe I have some answers, they just need to be validated. Do we already have a microtube electronic circuit with a built-in peanut heater? As that lucky poet would say, these writings are like the wind, bringing a gentle warmth where beauty bears its name. But who is it? A giant leap for this poet, and perhaps a small one for me, who knows? To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. November 16, 2025.